My name is Theresa Trung. You might remember me from the previous episodes of Vietnamese for Everybody, a language program directed at people living or traveling to Vietnam. I'm based in Ho Chi Minh City, the land full of surprises and in which everything becomes possible. Due to a large number of downloads last month, I used up the allowed bandwidth of 15 gigabytes and my account was frozen. So, any donations for a pro account would be highly appreciated. Remember, many a little makes a mickle. Those who make a contribution to this pro account will receive the transcripts of all the episodes so far. For more information about this lesson or the recent ones, quality ESL classes at yahoo.com is all that you need. Let me repeat that in Vietnamese. Wo a lo in ang to I yai e sho lo go lo a sho sho e sho at I yai a h o o dot g o m. Our today's lesson is about cardinal numbers, ordinal numbers and dates. Let's get going. Last time we stopped at cardinal numbers. We went over a range of numbers from 0 to 99 with these key numbers: không, một, hai, ba, bốn, năm, sáu, bảy, tám, chín, mười, hai mươi mốt, and 25. As I recall, I still have to give you the keys to the math problems. Here they are: 13 cộng 15 is 28. 22 cộng 33 is 55. 55 cộng 43 is 98. 19 cộng 5 is 24. 36 cộng 63 is 99. 72 cộng 18 is 90. The word 100 is trăm in Vietnamese. Trăm is spelled as tr-a-m and pronounced as a-m-am, tr-am, trăm, trăm. From now on, whenever I mention a new word, it will follow this order. The word in Vietnamese is spelling, then pronunciation breakdown, and finally repetition of the whole word. From 100 to 900, we have 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. However, from 101 to 109, N will be pronounced as lẻ or linh. So, 101 will be pronounced as 101 or 101. Similarly, 201 is 201, and 908 is 908. For our convenience, I'll use lẻ from this time onward. For your information, lẻ means odd or something in 20-something. Let's practice some more numbers. I'll say some numbers in English, then you write them down in Vietnamese. These numbers are 123, 345, 505, 678, 704, 421, 999. So how did you do? Did you manage to jot them down? The correct answers should be in this order. 123, 345, 505, 678, 704, 421, 999. This number sounds like a large amount of money if it's in dollars, but the currency in Vietnam is đồng, and the minimum of đồng that can get you something is 1,000 đồng. So here we are. 1,000 is 1,000 or 1,000. The former is more common in the south. Ngàn and nghìn are spelled and pronounced like this. Ngàn huyền. An ngàn ngàn huyền ngàn. Nghìn. Ngàn huyền in. Ngờ in nghìn huyền nghìn. In this program, I will use ngàn for the sake of consistency. Let's see if you can figure out the numbers in the following examples. A bowl of phở costs you at least 20,000 đồng. A motorbike parking ticket is somewhere from 1,000 đồng at a supermarket to 15,000 đồng at a nightclub. Phone calls come in different denominations of 20,000 đồng, 50,000 đồng, 100,000 đồng, 200,000 đồng. On the numbers you hear should be in this order: 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, and 200,000. Now, you must have pretty good idea of how to form a number greater than 1,000. Mind you, Vietnamese don't tend to say đồng in their daily conversation. Let's examine some more complicated examples. 1,001 will be 1,001. 2,221 is 2,221. 900,901 is 900,001. 987,655 is 987,655. 403,201 is 403,201. Now, it's your turn to write these numbers in Vietnamese. 5,325, 69,999, 123,021, 404,000, 404. Please check your answers on the website. Are you ready for the next challenge? I'll say some numbers in Vietnamese, write them down in digits, and compare them with the answers provided. 272,220. 120,556. 385,724. Once again, the answers are ready for you on the website.
Let's move on to the main part of today's lesson, ordinal numbers and dates. We use ordinal numbers to talk about days or ranking or order. To make an ordinal number, we need to add 2 for order and hàng for ranking to any cardinal number.
2 is spelled as thờ ư sha and pronounced as ư thờ ư thư sha thứ thứ. Hàng is spelled as hờ a ngờ nặng and pronounced as a ngờ an hờ an hang nặng hạng hạng. There are some exceptions to this, especially in ranking. The first is normally called nhớ, nhờ, ớ, tờ, sắc. Ớ, tờ, ốc, nhờ, ốc, nhớ, sắc, nhớ. Second, nhì, nhờ, y ngắn, huyền, y, nhờ, y, nhi, huyền, nhì. And fourth, tư, tờ, ư, ư, tờ, ư, tư. These terms originate from Chinese. They usually go with thứ. They have been gradually replaced by một, hai, and bốn in an effort to standardize Vietnamese or quote Vietnamese, unquote, our language, since our vocabulary still shows big influence of Chinese. 7 days of the week are a perfect example of ordinal numbers. This translates literally as ngày, but 7 days of the week are named according to their order. With Sunday as the first day of the week, we have the rest days of the week as follows. Monday, thứ hai. Tuesday, thứ ba. Wednesday, thứ tư. Thursday, thứ năm. Friday, thứ sáu. Saturday, thứ bảy. Sunday has a special term. It is chủ nhật. Chủ, chờ, u, hỏi. U, chờ, u, chu, hỏi, chủ. Nhật, nhờ, ớ, tờ, nặng. Ớ tờ ốc, nhờ ốc nhất nặng nhật. Chủ nhật. Month is tháng. Thờ a ngờ sắc. A ngờ an. Thờ an thang sắc tháng. Therefore, 12 months of the year are tháng 1, tháng 2, tháng 3, tháng 4, tháng 5, tháng 6, tháng 7, tháng 8, tháng 9, tháng 10, tháng 11, tháng 12. As for December and January, they have another name, tháng Chạp and tháng Giêng, respectively. Chạp, chờ, a, bờ, nặng. A, bờ, áp, chờ, áp, cháp, nặng, chạp. Giêng, Z, A, ng, E, A, ng, yên, Z, yên, giêng. If you noticed, I said E, A, ng, yên, Z, yên, giêng. The E ngắn in z and y ngang in ing are combined and reduced into one, just like when we pronounced next time. Year is nam no a mo a mo am no am nam. In order to articulate a year, you just need to treat it as a cardinal number. For example, the year 1998 is pronounced as năm 1998. How to write a date in Vietnamese? First, you start with the day of the week, then the date of the month, followed by the month itself, and finally, the year. Let's take Sunday, November 20th, 2011, as an example. We will have Chủ nhật ngày 20 tháng 11 năm 2011. It happens to be the teacher's day in Vietnam. Here are some major holidays in Vietnam in 2012. Please express these days in Vietnamese. New Year's Day, Sunday, January 1st. Vietnamese Lunar New Year's Day, Monday, January 23rd. Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th. International Women's Day, Thursday, March 8th. Hung King's Commemorations, Saturday, March 31st. Reunification Day, Monday, April 30th. International Labor Day, Tuesday, May 1st. International Children's Day, Friday, June 1st. Independence Day, Sunday, September 2nd. Mid-Autumn Festival, Monday, October 1st. Halloween, Wednesday, October 31st. Vietnamese Women's Day, Saturday, October 20th. Christmas Eve, Monday, December 24th. That also concludes our today's podcast. In the upcoming lesson, I'll teach you how to say these holidays, as well as give you the answer to the writing task above. If you are serious about learning Vietnamese, consider making a donation to keep this podcast running. And please bear this email in mind in case you need more intense lessons. Quality ESL classes at yahoo.com. Come back with another friend and listen to me next time on Vietnamese for Everybody, hosted and written by Theresa Trung. From Ho Chi Minh City, best regards to those who give this a listen.